Many of you might not recognize me. My husband Mateo and I are from Stockton Bible Chapel and students in STEP this summer. We are originally from Chicago, but moved here 2 years ago after graduating college and getting married for a job opportunity and with hopes to escape the freezing winters. Glad to report we've succeeded. I, like many who've grown up in the church, began knowing God from a young age. I was saved at 7 and baptized right after. Though I don't regret getting baptized at that early age, I wish I would have waited longer because now, more than ever, I can really identify with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection. For about 10 years, I was professing to know Christ, but I was not following him with how I lived. This included several of my high school and college years and looked like partying, disobeying my parents, using drugs and alcohol, dating around, sneaking, and in general, chasing high life adrenaline moments. I think Ephesians 2, 1 through 2 describes my life well, which says, I was dead in the trespasses and sins in which I once walked, following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air. I had known Christ and felt the convictions of the Holy Spirit when I did sin, but I was loving the lifestyle that I had, and the enemy was doing everything he could to kill my convictions about sin. In high school, the sinful life I was living became so bad that my parents kicked me out of the house and sent me to my birth mom's house. My birth mom had abandoned my family when I was young, and even though she kept in touch and we saw her on most weekends, going to stay at her house for a week and a half was really punishment. And this truly felt like my parents' last resort because the other forms of discipline weren't working for me anymore. This is also encouragement for any parents in the room to continue disciplining their kids in love, because if my parents did not discipline me, I'm not sure where I would be. At this time in my life, I didn't feel blinded to my sin. I just didn't care about obedience to God. Well, through these years of wayward living, God was grabbing my attention over time. There was someone else grabbing my attention too. It was a cute Christian boy named Mateo, my husband. Mateo and I met at our youth group in seventh grade, and let's just say he was unlike any of the other boys I had dated. He was honest, humble, and a dedicated Christian guy, while I was the complete opposite of that. So in high school, I really badly wanted him to like me, that I began changing who I was to seem more godly. Not for God, but for Mateo's attention. So I tried to start changing the music I listened to, the friends I hung around with, and what I did. And about a year of these efforts later, he must have noticed because we started dating and then got married. Well, even though we began dating, I was still very intrigued with the things of the world. And though I was being sanctified over time, it was hard to drop all my habits and surrender my own life to following God. And this is how we know that God's promises are true. Because what started with my skewed intentions, God turned for good. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Now God has given me so many reasons to praise him in my own life. Mateo has been a small instrument in the orchestra God is conducting, and I'm so thankful for him, but I'm much more thankful to God for his great and enduring love for me. When it seemed like my family had lost hope that I would ever settle down, God did not leave or forsake me. When I wasn't sure if I could have the self-control to turn away from the world, God did not leave or forsake me. When I claimed him but wasn't even following him, God did not leave or forsake me. 1 John 4:10 says, "And this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins." So additionally, I want to share two big things that I've been learning this summer that you could be praying for me for, and I hope you're encouraged by. First, I am realizing that despite all the sins I've committed, have truly repented of, and had salvation from, the biggest struggle I've had in my entire life and am currently facing is my fear of people. I have been extremely concerned with what other people think about me for as long as I can remember. From middle school on social media to now working directly with my boss, my questions have always been, how do they view me? Do they like me? How did that make me seem? What could they be thinking of me? This sin has been so crippling for years, and I don't think I had considered it a sinful attitude because it's harmless, it's helpful, it's loving, but really it's just worshiping God, or worshiping people more than I'm worshiping God. People have really become an idol for me, and I've been worshiping them, pleasing them, hoping they would like me enough to somehow save me. I've been finding much more security in people rather than in God. For years, people have been big and God has been small. Thankfully, with the discipling of J.D. and Anna Langdon and a book they gave me, When People Are Big and God is Small by Edward Welsh, I'm becoming increasingly more aware of this sin and how dangerous it is. And for a while, I was plagued by how frequent I've built this habit of valuing people more than God. But I also praise him because I know he can heal me. I know now that this life is not a battle against sin. Christ has won that battle, and I stand just before God. Sin has no dominion over me. If you're a STEP student, you probably know this. Well, you have to know this verse, 1 Peter 2:24, and he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds you are healed. Romans 6:11 also says, even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Another thing I've been learning this past couple of months is, because I've been in the Christian sphere for so long, my dad being a pastor and me going to a Bible college, I've considered myself a disciple of Christ. But throughout taking STEP, I feel like I'm still a baby eating milk. I realize I've never all out committed myself to following Jesus Christ, as we've been learning about in our classes. The past couple of weeks, I've been counting the cost of what it really means to forsake myself, those closest to me, and everything I have for the sake of knowing and following Jesus. And this has been very hard. But oh, how rewarding will the riches be in heaven, and how abundant is this life on earth to know and follow Christ. These are two big areas the Lord has been shepherding me in over the past couple of months. Thank you all for allowing me to share. Bless you all.